the mandate of this team has already been discussed at the UN Security Council, so it was part of MINUSMA's work to conduct these investigations whenever there are alleged human rights violation in the operations of the security and defense forces on the ground. And from the methodology, it shows that, well, they've tried to the best of their ability to come up with the results. When the attack occurred, sources mentioned that an investigation is also ongoing by Mali and France, and it will be best to wait for the results of these investigations as well before making any conclusions.
Now, the French Defense Ministry has pushed back against this report. It says that several dozen extremists were killed, and it criticized the methodology of the report. How do you assess the French reaction? You know, are their arguments valid?
Well, to maintain their engagement in the region in an increasingly unpopular overseas military operation, French authorities must be very persuasive, both to the French people as well as to their Malian partners. And they're trying very hard, insisting on the neutralization of some of the leaders and members of violent extremist groups, which they present as decisive strategic achievements. So in this light, it's important for France to show results. The French Operation Barkhane has been quite unpopular both in France and in Mali for the past couple of months, even years. So France is, I guess, trying to have a better image of this intervention by trying to show the results they're having on the ground.
And last of all, do you think there might be changes to the French military intervention because of this report?
If there is a shift, like a shuffling in the way this intervention is conducted, it would be more in terms of transparency and accountability, which is not only valid for France, but all the other security and defense forces and partners working in the region.